You're listening to SBS News.
Huge crowds have turned out to see King Charles III and Camilla, Queen Consort, arrive at Buckingham Palace in London. Shouts of "God save the King" could be heard as the new head of state met his subjects for the first time, with people holding out their hands to greet him, one woman even kissing him on the cheek.
God save the King!
A chorus of "God save the King" broke out in the crowd ahead of his first televised address to the nation as monarch.
In a little over a week's time, we will come together as a nation, as a commonwealth, and indeed a global community, to lay my beloved mother to rest. In our sorrow, let us remember and draw strength from the light of her example. On behalf of all my family, I can only offer the most sincere and heartfelt thanks for your condolences and support. They mean more to me than I can ever possibly express. And to my darling Mama, as you begin your last great journey to join my dear late Papa, I want simply to say this. Thank you. Thank you for your love and devotion to our family and to the family of nations you have served so diligently all these years. May flights of angels sing thee to thy rest.
Elsewhere in the House of Commons, leaders past and present, including former Prime Minister Boris Johnson, paid tribute to Her Majesty.
And the fact that today we can say with such confidence, "God save the King," is a tribute to him, but above all to Elizabeth the Great, who worked so hard for the good of her country, not just now, but for generations to come. That is why we mourn her so deeply. And it is in the depths of our grief that we understand why we loved her so much.
Newly appointed Prime Minister Liz Truss led the parliamentary tributes.
Her late Majesty, Queen Elizabeth II, was one of the greatest leaders the world has ever known. She was the rock on which modern Britain was built. She came to the throne at just 25, in a country that was emerging from the shadow of war. She bequeathed a modern, dynamic nation that has grown and flourished under her reign. The United Kingdom is the great country it is today because of her.
Leader of the Opposition, Keir Starmer, also paid his respects to the Queen.
Today, our country, our people, this House are united in mourning. Queen Elizabeth II was this great country's greatest monarch. And for the vast majority of us, it feels impossible to imagine a Britain without her. All our thoughts are with her beloved family, our royal family, at this moment of profound grief.
And former Prime Minister Theresa May shared this anecdote of a picnic she attended at Balmoral.
I picked up some cheese, put it on a plate, and was transferring it to the table. The cheese fell on the floor. I had a split-second decision to make. I picked up the cheese, put it on the plate, and put it on the table. And I turned round to see that my every move had been watched very carefully by Her Majesty the Queen. I looked at her. She looked at me. And she just smiled. And the cheese remained on the table.
Britain's longest-serving monarch has died at the age of 96. While people in the United Kingdom are waking up to a world without Queen Elizabeth II, her legacy, a 70-year reign, lives on. A 10-day mourning period has begun in the UK, with hundreds of people arriving at Balmoral and Buckingham Palace in the middle of the night to pay tribute. This man came out as soon as he heard the Queen was under medical supervision.
I was worried about the news, and then we were standing there and suddenly the flag got reduced to half-mast, and there was a very sort of unusual silence, and people were quite upset, and then we realised that that was the news that she had passed over.
The rainy weather in Britain was reflective of the collective sombre mood as the world mourns the Queen. The outpouring of love spilled out onto the streets of London.
It's the Queen. She looks like my grandma. She kind of feels like that as well. My mum's first thing was, you know, Charles can never replace her, you know, and that makes sense. And then, you know, on the other hand, as tenants living together, my flatmates were saying this is going to affect the way we live, the economically. It's already tough, it's going to get tougher. It just feels really weird.
I feel very sad because obviously she's reigned for 70 years and she's met like 15 prime ministers in her lifetime reign.
People of all ages have laid flowers outside the gates at Balmoral, Buckingham Palace and at British embassies around the world. Gun salutes have marked the death of Her Majesty the Queen, fired every 10 seconds from all corners of the United Kingdom, from Hyde Park to the Tower of London to Stonehenge.
Retreat! Ah! Retreat! Ah!
It's the first ceremonial event since her death, a tradition dating back centuries. While the exact dates of the coming 10 days' events are still being ironed out, the Accession Council, which includes senior government figures and privy councillors, will meet at St James Palace for the formal proclamation of Charles as King. The Queen's coffin is expected to leave Balmoral at the end of the weekend to be taken by road to Edinburgh. The service will be attended by members of the royal family. Then the coffin will be flown to London and travel to Westminster Hall, where hundreds of thousands of people will be allowed to file past for a period of 4 days. It will be followed by a state funeral. Hannah Kwon, SBS News.